Matt Oyos is a history professor at Radford University. He says the success of D-Day was not a given. The operation had many moving parts, and if one thing went wrong, the weather, for instance, the mission could have failed and World War II would have unfolded differently.
There were many D-Days throughout World War II. You know, D-Day is just a designation for the day an operation is going to occur. But the fact that D-Day has become associated with this particular operation, which was formerly called Operation Overlord, says something about just how special an event it is going to be imprinted onto the public's mind.
Oyos says it used to be easy bringing the human element to his students, as he would invite local World War II veterans to talk to his classes. Now he relies on oral histories to help his students realize the soldiers fighting that war were ordinary citizens in their late teens and early 20s.
Around the 50th anniversary of D-Day and many other World War II events, there was an attempt to take down the memories of the veterans. So many oral history projects took place during that period of time, and can still give voice to the people who were, you know, the soldiers, the common soldiers who weren't writing the memoirs, you know, like the field marshals and the generals and admirals and so forth.
Oyos says we are entering uncharted territory where there's not going to be people with a living memory of World War II, and it's important we learn this history so not to repeat it. Denise Allen Membreño, WFIR News.